The biggest moments in the games. The biggest voices in sports. The heartbreak.
Because the MRI showed that I have to retire.
The celebrations. It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Oh, I missed that try-hard Smith Urban. It is the Bulletin Blitz on the Bart Winkler Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is Friday.
Bulletin Blitz.
Friday, May 2nd, 2025. I won't get a chance to do this because I won't be here on Sunday. Hopefully, I'll be two margaritas deep. But may the 4th be with all of you Star Wars nerds. We'll be back on Cinco de Mayo, and hopefully my hangover won't be that big.
We'll be back on what?
Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May.
Around here we call that Winco de Mayo.
Yeah, around here we don't. So let's go to the Clippers Winco and the Nuggets. This is the most interesting series that nobody's watching. I've said that a couple of days ago. I stand by that. The Clippers are forced a Game 7. They beat the Nuggets 111-105. James Harden, how about posting up a team-high 28 points? Kawhi finishing off with 27 and 10 rebounds. Kawhi says, hey, James Harden, this guy's the one that comes through in the clutch.
He's been here before. Like I said before, guys have games when they don't play well during the season. So, it's just another game, so I knew he was going to be able to come back and, or he was going to be aggressive and try to get to his spots. And, his skill showed that he was able to make shots tonight.
How does this series not have any aura, as they say?
Zero. There's no juice.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's none.
The Nuggets against the Clippers.
They're two solid teams. The Nuggets are not that far removed from a championship.
Jokic, and Harden, Kawhi.
A lot of star power.
What are we doing?
Make sense.
I mean, unless we're misreading the situation, it's just not. The Warriors get the attention. The Knicks, I guess. The Lakers. I mean, this series is giving us exactly what we're looking for when it comes to playoff basketball, and it does not seem like anybody's interested in it.
I think there was so much fascination and so much glazing over the Lakers with the LeBron and Luka tandem that people were just ready to anoint them the Kings of the West. Well, that was a bit premature because I actually think Minnesota is the best team left in the West along with Oklahoma City. That's the series I want to see. Both of these teams, they're really good, but I don't think anybody gives them a puncher's chance to advance, so maybe they're just not getting invested. But let's go to Jamal Murray.
This was the Western Conference Final, it would have juice.
Yeah, but the fact it's the first round.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other things going on.
Well, Game 7 will be played in Denver tomorrow. That's Saturday for everybody, regardless of what part of the country you're in. Jamal Murray, what's the biggest key heading into Game 7?
It's a positive mindset towards your teammates and a loose feeling for yourself individually. I think those are very key, but one guy can have a really good game, you can still lose a Game 7. So everybody's got to bring it emotionally, mentally, and physically, spiritually. And I think if we do that, we'll be a good place.
Are we thinking you saw Memphis take their interim coach and make him a full-timer? You saw the Spurs take their interim coach and make him the full-timer. David Adelman's having the most success out of anybody. He's a Game 7 of a first-round series. He has to be the Nuggets' next head coach, right? Or do they move on even from him, an assistant there since 2017? Maybe they want to make a bigger splash for Jokic, but Jokic has been there the entire time that this guy has. So if you would think there's any, but we don't know yet. We'll find out after their season comes to an end, which I thought the Clippers would win this series. I guess I still do. The game's in Denver, right, tomorrow?
Yeah, game's in Denver, and that's why I'm picking Denver.
Yeah, it's that 52-80, man.
Yep.
They got the advantage. They got the altitude. They do.
That altitude. Let's go to the other series that closed out last night. The Knicks will take out the Pistons at 6. Jalen Brunson, game-winning 3, your finals 116-113. He led all scorers with 40 points. Cade Cunningham for Detroit had 23, but, you know, obviously the loss is the biggest thing. Tom Thibodeau, head coach for the Knicks, says Jalen Brunson's always at his best when his best is needed.
Jalen's shot, what can you say? You know, timely, you know, he's at his best when his best is needed. He's done it all year. That's what makes him special.
Did I see some crazy hyperbole about Jalen Brunson's standing in Knicks history?
Yes, there is a lot of chatter, if you will, in the New York metropolitan area.
Not even that. I saw Jay Williams on ESPN today, too, say, I think we're watching the greatest Knick ever to play in that Knick uniform. Jay Williams, of any broadcaster that exists today, is the most prisoner of the moment guy
yes.
that we have. The most, I play that clip sometimes of when Giannis re-signed with the Bucks, and they say, are they the favorite to win the championship? And he goes, I don't know, have you seen the Lakers and what Talen Horton Tucker's been doing in the preseason? I mean, what? Let's, like, of all the Knicks that have ever played, Brunson deserves his recognition, but let's relax, man. Let's relax.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do, you got to pump the brakes, as the kids say. We're doing way too much here. All right, well, let's sneak in some hockey here because the NBA isn't the only playoffs that's going around.
Gulp.
Yes, hockey. It's the black object. It's called a puck, and you hit it with something called a stick. It looks kind of like a broken L, and they do it on ice. Well, the Oilers and the Kings, they had a dramatic series for the fourth year in a row. The Kings are going home courtesy of Edmonton. Let's do a back-to-back here. I wanted to hear from Connor McDavid from the winning team on the mindset after closing out the series. And we're going to hear from Anze Kopitar as well on losing to the Oilers again for 4 straight seasons in the postseason.
You need everybody feeling good about themselves, and everybody should. You know, we had different guys step up at different times throughout the series, and everybody should feel good and proud of that and ready to carry that into another tough opponent.
Especially having home ice and off to a good start with the first 2 games, winning the first 2 games, and then just not able to, you know, to close games out, and it cost us in the end.
It has got to be excruciating if you're a Kings fan. You won the title about 12 years ago, so you got that in your back pocket. Pretty nice. But since then, they have not gotten out of the first round in the years where they do make the playoffs. The last 4 years, they've made the playoffs. The last 4 years, they've played the Oilers, as you mentioned. The last 4 years, they've lost to them in 7 and 6 and 5, and again in 6. That has just got to be excruciating for Kings fans, but also the guys that have been on that team year in and year out. We talked about it a little bit from the fan perspective last night, but if you're a player, man, that is brutal. Oilers going on, they'll take on the Golden Knights.
And let's slide over to the other series where there's going to be another Game 7. Coincidentally, another Denver team is in the mix of it. The Colorado Avalanche, they scored 4 goals in a 3rd period. They won Game 6 over 7-4 over the Dallas Stars. This is the best series in the first round for the NHL, the Dallas-Colorado series. The Avalanche came in trailing by 1. Valeri Nichushkin went crazy. Again, they scored 4 goals in a 3rd period. So here's their head coach, Jared Bednar, says the team played just like you would expect with their backs against the wall.
We competed to win tonight. That's what we did. Very similar to Game 4 in our building, and both of them, you know, must wins for me. And our team responded. Hopefully we do it one more time.
If you're a Denver fan, now you've got a different problem on Saturday night. The Avalanche play at 6:00 local, I believe, and the Nuggets play at 5:30 Mountain Time. So the two teams that you follow are both in game sevens, and they're essentially at the same time. Now, why is that? Well, ABC has got the hockey rights in this series. TNT, the basketball rights. They're just trying to do what's best for them. So they both put the game in prime time. Neither station is going to go to the other, or neither league is going to go to the other and say, hey, let's do what's best for Denver. No, they want the primetime audience regardless. So you got to go two TVs or you got to go to a bar. It's kind of stupid. But that is what is going on with Denver. A little lower stakes for St. Louis tonight because they've got their Blues. Looks like they're up 5-2 right now against the Jets. They should win that one. But all of this is happening downtown. The Blues are playing downtown at their arena. The Cardinals are playing at home at Busch. And then a couple blocks away, the St. Louis Battlehawks. Three teams, three events, three games. All within about a 12-block radius. So a couple of busy cities on this busy weekend.